It's an effort relief workers describe as overwhelming, the displacement of hundreds of families in the wake of the Kilauea disaster, adding a new population to the already growing number of homeless on Hawaii Island. Brandy Menino is Chief Executive Officer for Hope Services Hawaii, an affiliate nonprofit organization of the Roman Catholic Church in the state of Hawaii. It's at the center of the relief effort, and she described it for us in a phone call earlier this morning.
It's been, you know, pretty crazy. Oh, I think it's about 8 weeks, nearly 8 weeks now. Lots of need in our community, but certainly, you know, there are people who are displaced, have lost homes. You know, really a trying time in our community, and there's quite a lot of people not in a good place. And as our outer communities are all trying to rally and help provide some hope and light to those who are impacted, directly impacted, who lost their homes. My understanding that there's about 1,200 households that have registered for FEMA, so that tells us kind of the extent that the data, you know, who's impacted.
Sure.
We know the numbers that are, you know, in and outside of the shelter on a weekly basis, so we're just watching that census. And the most recent count we got from a couple of days ago is about 350 individuals that are either inside or immediately outside of the shelters.
Yeah, and you folks are in the business, of course, of finding a place for them. Sometimes when a problem is this large, it can almost seem overwhelming, can't it?
Yes, it's super overwhelming. I mean, our normal work is actually reducing homelessness in our community. So that's what I was asking you to clarify, like, which one? Because when we talk about homelessness, actually, if households are displaced by lava, don't consider themselves homeless. They're displaced by lava.
Right. It's a whole new category.
We continue to, and but I also want the community to know that we are still working on reducing homelessness in our community. That was even before the lava. They were continuing to do that. We're just doing this too, in trying to help folks. You know, the rental market is even tighter now than it was before, even when assisting those who are experiencing homelessness into housing. Now you got, you know, like 600 households seeking housing.
Yeah.
You know, we have quite a bit, you know, there's quite a bit that's staying in and around the shelter, but there's most of the majority of the population is staying with family and friends since day one of when they lost their homes.
Well, what,
so I know. Go ahead.
Brandy, what are you folks able to do?
So our organization from the beginning has been working with our community partners. And we actually, our community actually has a universal intake form so that a family that's coming in, our household that's seeking assistance, will go through one intake, which is one page, identifying what their needs are. So if they express that their need is permanent housing or shelter, that will referral will be sent to our organization. And what we've been communicating to the public is, with as grants became available, so the first grant that became available was Hawaii Island United Way.
Mm-hmm.
We received a $50,000 grant in rent assistance. So with our staff capacity, with even support with Hawaii Community Foundation, we're able to bring in additional staff to help process grants. So we knew that we wouldn't have the capacity to help people find housing.
Mm-hmm.
So Hawaii Island Realtors stepped up and Hawaii Information Services, and they created they updated their website to include, the website's called www.kokua.alohaliving.com,
mm-hmm.
where individuals seeking housing can do so at that website. There's all the property management information of housing application. But we also know our community, who normally wouldn't be landlords, may have a room or a house or additional housing inventory that they want to help evacuees. So there's also a place that people in the community can register their rental unit on that website. So that website is making matches. That information is coming to us, and we're actually able to make those matches. People seeking assistance with resources that are in our community. And when there's a match and a family comes in with a rental lease, a new rental lease agreement, we're able to provide housing financial assistance to meet their moving costs, like rental deposit, first month's rent, utility deposit sometimes, to kind of get them in the door, get them into housing as quickly as possible. So that's what we've been doing in from the second week of the lavas, with that grant being able to assist families. So we've housed about 25 households thus far through that grant. We're waiting to hear back, because we've exhausted that grant. We're waiting to hear back from United Way for another allocation. We should be hearing about that today. We're also those who meet income requirements. We actually have some homeless dollars we're able to allocate for evacuees as well. So those homeless dollars are targeted for the lower income.
Brandy, what kind of income requirements are you talking about?
Well, it depends on your household size.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense, yeah.
And the number of people, and so there's a whole chart on that. But it's basically 50% AMI and below, depending on your household size.
You also you mentioned a single-page form. It sounded as if you can fill out that form, and that gets you to the attention of several agencies. Is that right?
That's right. So, and we actually also posted that one-pager form on our website at www.hopeservicesHawaii.org. It's a fillable one-pager form, and at the bottom it tells you where to send it to. So this one-pager is actually getting routed to our community partner, Neighborhood Place of Puna. They're overseeing it's a shared database that we as organizations see, so that we can better understand what organization provided what service. For example, we're doing the housing assistance and rent assistance, but Big Island Substance Abuse is providing behavioral health and individual counseling, and they'll write a note like counseling. Child and Family Service has received a grant from First Hawaiian Bank, and they were providing airfare assistance one way to inter-island or mainland. They'll write a note, airfare assistance provided. You know, so we get to see in the shared database what kind of services are provided, so we're not being duplicative, because resources are, you know, we want to be able to maximize the resources to help the most people that we can in our community.
Sure.
So we knew from day one that we needed to do this from the very beginning.
Well, that's a real improvement over situations where people find themselves having to, you know, fill out several forms based on specific needs, I would think.
Right. Well, we didn't want them to go to every single door. We just go to one door, put on a website. I mean, they're already experiencing trauma. We really are here to not add to their trauma.
Makes sense. How about the volunteer effort? You're deploying a lot of volunteers, and I'm wondering if, say, someone who lives on the Big Island who wants to help and isn't sure what to do, what kind of things would you recommend?
Yeah, so we've been actually so grateful to be a part of this community-led project. It's really community-led. Any volunteers who, and we're talking about the Sacred Heart Shelter in Pahoa on Saturday, June 9, we had about 150 to 180 volunteers that showed up on one day to erect 20 housing structures, temporary structures for households that are, you know, in our community needing a place to stay. We're already at the end of about week 8, and, you know, we've had folks in the shelter that whole time. So I really wanted to provide. We knew, like, halfway through, like, okay, if this is going to be a long haul, we need another place, an alternative to shelter, so that families can get back to some normalcy, some stability, some privacy is what we're hearing. One of the challenges getting into rental units was, you know, we had households who have animals, you know, 3 dogs, 2 cats, a dog, a bird, and a goat, and can't find a rental. So that's one of the things we're going to be allowing as pets. And this volunteer effort has really been spearheaded by two contractors in our community doing this for free and leading this build. That's Gil Alginato with Pacific Rim Construction, and Big Island Electric, and Bronson Hunga with Hunga Construction in partnership with HPM Building Supply, Dara Oliveira. Once we got the green light from the county by ways of the mayor posting the supplemental emergency proclamation, you know, it really went down to, can I get approval from my organization, my governance, and my board to utilize the land that we are leasing with the Catholic Diocese in Pahoa. It's actually 14 and a half acres, but the guys cleared what looks about 2 acres, and we're using about an acre to acre and a half for this project. So besides the 20 housing structures that came up in one day, We're just doing the final touches on the covered pavilion. So in this covered pavilion, there's electricity that's connected to it, so they'd be able to charge up their electronics and their phone. There'd be a counter space with small kitchen appliances like coffee maker, microwave. And then unexpectedly, we were able to get electricity even in the units. So the units have an interior light, one electric outlet, and one exterior light, and a smoke alarm. The community just came forward of, like, heard that this was happening. We had the help of the Hawaii National Guard since day one, planning for it, prepping for it, building it. So we've had almost about 50 National Guard for, like, 2-3 weeks. Then we had to go back to security, so we had maybe, like, 20 on site for this last week. But without their help, you know, that was a critical piece to getting this build done quickly. It was the National Guard and then the community.
Brandy Menino is Chief Executive Officer for Hope Services Hawaii, an affiliate nonprofit organization of the Roman Catholic Church in the state of Hawaii. You can learn more about their work on our Facebook page.